Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, thank God. You are now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? It's a personal question on tonight. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? We come to you live each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Harper Woods, Michigan. And once again, I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Well, on tonight, we have none other than Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always ask the listeners, especially for the first-time listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can take notes and follow along as he get ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We don't want anyone to ever think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord. He said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So right now, we're getting ready to go into prayer. I'm asking all listeners to touch and agree that we be on one accord as we go to God in prayer. Whatever your desires is, whatever your prayer request is, you can pray that also while we are praying because God can hear us all at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy of our praise. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. No matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like, we thank you that you are still in control and you have all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. We pray now, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. We ask that you will have your way over this worldwide broadcast and ministry on tonight, that you get the glory through everything that's said and done on tonight. We come now asking Heavenly Father that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. You said in your word that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that we will be able to complete and fulfill our God purpose and assignments in the earth that will give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't know who they all are, but we know you know all about it. So we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people as only you can in the name of Jesus. And after they have been healed, delivered, and set free, they will be able to have holy boldness and stand and let the world know that it's you who have healed them and delivered them and set them free for your glory in the name of Jesus. And also, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and lift up all of those that have bereaved on tonight. We continue to lift up Pastor Kenneth Harris, as his brother has made his heavenly transition, who will be funeralized on tomorrow. So we ask that you would be with Pastor Ken Harris and his entire family and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they grieve. And, oh, God, we also don't want to forget the people of England. As Queen Elizabeth II has made her heavenly transition, we pray, Lord, that you will be with that family. We pray, Lord, that you will be with the people of England and of all those people that are grieving her on tonight. We thank you for her life, that her living was not in vain. So we pray, Lord, and lift up everyone that's bereaved on tonight. Have your way in each one of their lives, that people will be saved as your word goes forth through your word as they eulogize their loved ones over the weekend and next week, that you get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we continue to lift up this broadcast that word, that your word will continue to go forth, that should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, they will hear your word and they will be able to receive your word through whoever, whatever vessel you are using to deliver your word over this worldwide platform, that they will hear this word and open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight, that you may increase in each one of us for your glory. Thank you for your grace and mercy toward each one of us is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, before we close this prayer out, we don't want to forget all the listeners that faithfully tunes in by way of phone or through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, do things for people not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Do things for people not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Before we bring forth Pastor Norman King on tonight, as he always does, he's going to share with us Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday. Please take note and mark your calendars for that. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday. And next Saturday night, part two message from pastors, husband and wife, tag team message from Pastor Irving will be on the following Saturday, which will be September the 24th. They will be bringing forth part two of the tag team message on that night. As I was getting ready to say, Pastor Norman King is going to play a song for you all before he brings forth God's word. But I pray and hope that all of you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord. I am so grateful for what God is doing in my life, and not only me, but all those he has connected me to and with through this upcoming movie that he has blessed me to be a part of. And thank God I have done my portion of the filming for this upcoming movie that will be premiering in November, November the 5th, at the Dearborn Performing Arts Center. So I just thank God for this opportunity, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. So right now, we get ready to go to our music break. I'm going to play a short version of this song. And then following this song, Pastor Norman King will come forth with his song for you all on tonight. And it's titled, I Need You by Donnie McClurkin. And then he's going to bring forth God's word. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. And after he has concluded with tonight's message, once again, I will be opening up the phone lines for anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after he concluded with tonight's message. So right now, we're going to go to our music break song, I Give You Praise. And so I pray that you be blessed by this song, because whatever we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we still God still deserves our total praise. I give you praise. Enjoy. Yes, I give you praise. God deserves our total praise. So right now we are getting ready to receive none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Once again, he is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Once again, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. We want to say, give a shout-out real quick to our pastor and shepherd, none other than the awesome Pastor Mark C. Holloway, pastor and shepherd of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, my pastor and shepherd. So I want to give a shout out to him and my church family. So right now, I yield the mic to you, my cousin, Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
Thank you, Cousin James. God bless every one of you tonight. To God be the glory. And we want to say we love the Lord with all our heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, everything. Amen. And like he said, it's a great joy to be back on the air, not just talk about me as an individual, but as the ministry, the worldwide platform that God has anointed Brother James with. I want to say tonight, again, we welcome all of you, that you will be decreasing, that Lord increase, that your ears and your mind are so open to what thus says the Lord, not me, but turn the vessel with me to humble myself and allow the Holy Spirit to come forth with his word. That being said, tonight we're going to be coming from Isaiah 6 chapter. Isaiah 6, I'll be reading the first 8 verses of Isaiah 6. Isaiah 6, starting in verse 1. King James says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the serpents. Each one had 6 wings. With twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Amen. "The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the serpents unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. And he said it upon my and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquities is taken away," amen, "and thy sin is purged." Verse 8. "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and whom shall go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." Let us pray. Lord, your people, humble myself before you. I be decreased, be increased. That the ears of your word will listen attentively to your spirit, that they will receive that which you have prearranged and ordained for this night for them to receive. They may embrace it. They may marinate, Father God, and go forth in obedience, sharing the good news everywhere they go. Bless tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I will start the song off, and after that I come back and I will start presenting the gospel.
Pastor King?
Yes.
Your song is breaking up. We can't really hear it. No, it's not coming across clear.
Is that better right
there? Is that better? Go ahead. Let me hear. Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay. Amen, amen, and amen. It's nothing like leaning and depending on the Lord. We cannot do anything without Him. And this song is Holy Spirit. Just as I was driving today, and you know, once I had talked to Brother James, and he asked me, you know, would I be able to bring forth the word, you know, and I just like to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and you know, and the Holy Spirit laid this song on me. It was coming through my radio, and I just took my phone out and took a snapshot of the title of the song and the songwriter, which was Donna McKirkin, and the Lord just gave me a word, amen, to come forth with that, because one thing about it, we cannot do anything without Him, without the Lord, amen. If we know Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. But here tonight, we are going to dwell on the topic, here am I, send me. Amen. And yes. I want to use as a subtopic to here am I, send me, is that to the next level. Amen. We know where we at. Amen. And these times, and the Bible says, in these last days, you know, perilous times shall come, and we know that we are there now. Amen. In order for us to survive according to our assignment, come on, this which has been designed by God. Amen. We got to take it to the next level. Amen. And with that being said, we got to be in a obedient position. Come on. Amen. I posted this here on Facebook a few days ago. Amen. It said, be in a obedient position in the time such as this. Amen. And here we got Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet is being commissioned. And you know, God always affirmed, amen, before you were commissioned, he affirmed, like we spoke about his son, this to when Jesus came out the water, he said, this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased. So he affirmed his son, amen. So I'm saying to you tonight, it tells us in Matthew 20:16, he says, many are called, but few are chosen. Amen.
That's right.
And it's simply said, many are called, but the reason why a few is chosen, because they don't want to let go of the flesh. Come on, somebody, amen. There are some entanglements that are self-inflicted. Come on, somebody. And that's the reason why you don't go no farther than where you are, amen. But I'm here tonight to say that be like Isaiah, amen, because there are some conditions that had to be met first. Come on, amen. So let me slow down for a minute, amen. I don't want to go too fast, amen, because I want to make sure that line is staying up, amen. So here we have the commissioning of Isaiah, amen, in this sixth chapter of Isaiah, amen. And we see here that the prophet's life changed in the vision of God's overwhelming holiness and his call to ministry, amen. So when these things began to happen, someone died, amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne. Come on, somebody, amen. And the hem of his robe filled the temple, amen. So although Judah was experiencing turmoil at the death of his king, come on, somebody, I want to say something about the true king was seated on his throne in sovereign glory. Come on, somebody, amen. I say the true king, amen, in the midst of everything that's going on tonight. Come on, somebody, huh? Because this too shall come to pass. I'm not going to go in detail with that, amen, but we got to focus on the king. Come on, huh? That's on the throne, amen. So Isaiah thus learned that the kingdom of God operates a what? According to his will. Not according to my will and not according to your will. Come on, somebody. But so Isaiah had to learn, amen, no different than us, amen. We had to learn that the kingdom of God operates according to his will. Not according to the outward circumstances. I'm going to say again, not according to the outward circumstances. A lot of times, amen, we react, we respond from outward circumstances, amen. But I want to say tonight that if you embrace this kingdom principle, amen, though it will change your life, amen, because know that God is still in charge, amen. So we got to embrace this. It's not about your will, not about my will, but it's all about God's will, amen. Amen. So we have to embrace the kingdom principle, amen. And remember that God, what, is still, and Isaiah saw then that God was still in charge. No matter what he'd been through, no matter what was going on, amen, the king had died. A lot of people had put a lot of stock into the king. Come on, somebody. The king had did a lot of good things. Come on, y'all, amen. But the one thing it says in Ecclesiastes, there's appointed unto man, what, to die. Amen.
Yes.
And then the judgment. So anyway, let's focus on, amen, what God has for us, amen. It's time to take it to the next level, y'all. Come on now. You already know. It's time for you, wherever you're at, and you know where you're at, amen. But no different than Isaiah. He said, here am I. Send me.
Yes, send me.
Amen. Here am I. Amen. So Uzziah had died, and he was considered a who had brought Judah a long way back toward God. Amen. So there are people even now, you may be one, or maybe somebody who you had been influenced by, who had brought you by their life examples, amen, and influenced a mighty long way, amen. So as we go and we look at this situation right here, amen, it said, and to make it real, talking about God had a plan for his life, amen? Amen.
That's
so
right.
In other words, God has a plan for your life, amen?
Amen?
So even though the king had died, amen, amen, it was time for God to raise somebody up, amen? So in other words, you have been, God has commissioned you, amen? Some of you are aware of it. Some of you are kind of in question about it. But let me say, Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and callings of God is irrevocable, meaning that God does not change his mind. Amen? The Lord had gave him an incredible. Isaiah knew the Lord before the king died. Can you witness? Isaiah already knew him already. Before the king died. Amen. So in other words, just hold on for a second. Okay, I'm back. Y'all apologize for that. Amen. So as I was saying, that Isaiah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Isaiah had knew the Lord before the king died. But point is that Isaiah didn't really see the Lord until Uzziah died. Amen. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. There's some, you have had, and I'm just speaking generally, a relationship with the Lord. Amen. You may have not committed yourself totally, wholeheartedly until some tragic situation in your life have happened. Amen. Amen. And let me just give myself an example. Amen. It took my mother and then my father years later to pass. I was doing the work of the Lord, but I become more focused after that. And then the things they taught me during their life, amen, my life up to that point, become more sentimental. Amen. I just want to throw it out there. Amen. So, in other words, Isaiah needed to learn that although the king was dead, the king was alive and well. Come on. So what's your focus at? Who's your focus on? Amen. What king are you focusing on? Come on, somebody. Amen. And that's the thing we got to see. So something had taken place within Isaiah. Amen. And it took this situation to happen. Amen. So sometimes, as I continue, amen, it takes a tragedy in our lives or other negative circumstances for us to what? Truly see God. Amen.
Yeah.
And we may know him as Savior. See, this is not a one-time message. It's two parts to this message. So I'm not trying to cram everything in one night because it's a part two to this. Amen. So sometimes it takes that to happen in our lives. Amen. So we may know him as Savior, but not be growing in a day-by-day experience. Come on, somebody. And of adopting his perspective, amen. And in fact, that's one reason. God sometimes allows difficult situations, come on, somebody, to come into our lives, amen. To help, amen. Come on, somebody. They help, talking about the situation, right, amen. They help shift our focus off the created things, amen, and on to what? The creator. Sometimes our focus is too much on the created things. Come on, amen. I'm not going to explain that in detail because just put yourself where I'm at and you see what I'm saying, man. I'm saying again, sometimes we focus on the created things and not in the creator. So in other words, I'm saying tonight, let's take it to the next level, amen. So we have to do what? We have to adjust, amen. Our vision from the temporal to the eternal, amen. So let's take it to the next level. Come on, church. Come on, amen. Come on, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's say tonight I'm going to take this to the next level, amen. So our vision from the temporal, amen, to the what? To the eternal. We may miss out on seeing the eternal altogether. Come on, amen. So God is not merely interested in getting us to heaven, okay? All right, now just walk with me now. Walk with me now, amen. I'm going to say God is not merely interested in getting us to heaven. He wants us to see and experience him where? Here.
Yeah.
In order for that to happen, we got to what? Take it to the next level. Amen? Because it's all by God what? God designed. Amen? Sometimes God is most clearly seen in the midst of what? Painful situations. Amen? In this case, the death of Uzziah. Because of his death, it unlocked a spiritual experience for the prophet, amen, designed to take him to a new spiritual level. So it's something in your life that has happened, amen, and you've been bouncing and going to and fro, come on, amen, and doing things in part where God's already commissioned you, like he commissioned Isaiah here, amen, to take your relationship with him to what? The next level, amen. See, this is God's goal for all trials in the life of a believer. Amen. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Amen. So in this, in this vision, amen, what did Isaiah see? He saw a God, amen, who is what? Who is holy to the third power. What I mean by that? Verse 3 says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies, amen. That's what the word says, amen. In other words, the angelic beings who called out these words, they weren't stuttering. Come on, y'all, amen. Oh, you hear me? I'm going to say it again. Holy, 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 right? Ain't no stutter. These words, they weren't stuttering, amen. The triple repetition was for emphasis, amen. In other words, God is saying, I'm holy, amen. That is, he is separate, amen, or he's distinct. Come on, somebody. God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. We find it in 1 John 1:5, amen. 1 John 1:5. He is perfect, pure, and righteous. Amen. God's holiness is the centerpiece of his character. I'm setting you up now. Amen. Because there are some conditions that must be met before we go out there and do the work that he has ordained, that he commissioned us to do. Amen. So God's holiness is the centerpiece of his character. Amen. All of his other attributes flow from it. Amen. Come on now. His wrath against sin. Then it's a holy wrath. Amen. His sovereignty over the universe is a what? A holy sovereignty. Amen. His love for the world is what? A holy love. Amen. Is if God is anything, my brothers and sisters, he is holy. Amen.
Yes,
if God is anything, he is holy. Amen. I'm trying to work this thing in Jesus' name. Amen. The prophet. The prophet saw, what did he see? He saw a God who rules over all situations of life. Amen. And we got to see a God the same way, our God. We got to see and believe and trust God to know that God rules over all situations of life. The servant.
Yep.
Amen. Serving as a throne. Guardian of God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Who were calling out what? Eternal praise. He had six wings. Four were for worship. Two was for working. Come on, somebody. Amen. To me, this indicates that when we prioritize worship over working, I'm going to say it again, this indicates when we prioritize worship over working, our work would be more what? Fruitful. Come on, brothers and sisters. Amen.
That's right.
Other words,
spend
a time. Spend a time in God's holy presence. What would it do, y'all? It will enable us to understand his kingdom perspective so that we can do what? Live it out. Amen. Now, This was a terrifying sight for Isaiah. Amen. Let's be real. Amen. As the foundation shook, good God Almighty, James, as the foundation shook with the power of the angels' voices, I can't even imagine that. And the temple was filled with smoke. Amen. A reference to the glory of God. Amen. Isaiah was so calm that he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am ruined." If Jesus was come to your door, let's give an illustration, right? If you come to your door right now, and you ain't got no peephole, or just say you don't know who it is, and you look through the crack of the door, will you be ready for him to come in, or do you got to say, wait a minute, let me, you know, you ain't going to say. You got to go get something right. Amen? Come on. So when this is going on, you know, Isaiah began to cry out because he was overcome. Amen? He said, listen, whoa, this is verse 5. He said, woe is me, for I am what? Ruined. The word ruined means coming undone. So Isaiah felt like he was falling apart, unrevealing before a holy God. Amen. Let's keep this real. Amen. Put yourself where Isaiah said. What adjustments would you have to make if this was to happen in your presence? Amen. In front of you. Amen. And it says, and he says, I am a man of unclean lips. I'm going to stop for a minute. I'm going to get back. To be in a obedient position in such a time as this by taking your personal walk with God to the next level. Amen? Take it to the next level. So despite being a significant and prominent prophet dedicated to the service of God, Isaiah fully felt his own inadequacy and sinfulness in God's holy presence. What you have to do is the Lord was to come knock on your door tonight. What will you have to do? Will you be willing and ready to go, or do you got to make some adjustments? I'm saying to somebody tonight, it's time for you to take your walk with God to the next level, but there are some conditions that must be met first, amen? And in that reality, Isaiah confessed. What did he confess? He confessed his what? Uncleanness. Amen?
That's right.
He knew he couldn't accept the commission until he made some changes, amen? Because of this, Isaiah experienced God's grace. Amen. One of the serpents flew over to him with a glowing coal that he had taken from the altar up with thorns, according to verse 6. He touched Isaiah's lips with it and said, now. Amen. He said, hold on a minute, y'all. With the glowing coal that he had taken from the altar with thorns, he touched his lips with it and said, now that this has touched your lips, amen, your iniquity is removed and your sin is atoned for. You see, that's God's grace, y'all. The other words, you got to repent. If you ain't living right, don't try to do anything, amen, without repentance. You must repent. That means turn 180 degrees first, admit, amen. You got to have a conviction, amen. In order to repent, you got to have a conviction, amen, and turn 180 from where you at, amen, say, okay, he's saying here with Isaiah's case, he said, your iniquity is removed and your sins is atoned for. The lips are the most sensitive part of the human face. So when the angel touched Isaiah with a burning coal, that must have been somewhat pain, amen. But see, this pain was necessary, amen. Some of our afflictions is necessary in order for Isaiah to experience a cleansing. There's something that we got to go through in order to be clean, in order for us to be brought back to where we're supposed to be. I'm saying tonight, it's time for you. I'm including myself too. It's time for me to take what we're doing for the Lord to the next level. Amen? So amen. Isaiah discovered more than purifying clearing of a coal. He discovered what? His purpose. Come on, see, some of you is out here wrestling. Well, what is my purpose, Lord? What is my purpose, Lord? What is my purpose, Lord? So Isaiah discovered his purpose. He heard the voice of the Lord asking, who will I send? Who will go for us? The God of the universe was calling for a kingdom of volunteers. Amen. So the call, when you recognize what your call is, when you recognize what your assignment is, that's when your change will come. Amen. In other words, it's already in you already. Amen. But maybe you're not lined up, or you got some things not lined up. That's why I said be in a obedient position. Amen. Be in a obedient position in the time such as this. The world is not going to get better. Amen. Quit believing it's going to get better. This world shall pass away. Amen. Amen. But be more concerned about the souls of men, amen. Isaiah didn't hesitate. Come on now. But Isaiah didn't hesitate. Verse 8 tells us. Let me look at it for a minute. Hold up. Verse 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. So is there anyone on the sound of my voice tonight have said, or even saying right now as God is speaking through me tonight, amen, are you doing it at this point as you repent, amen, and turn, amen, or you are not stuttering and you doing like Isaiah saying, here I am, I send me. Isaiah came to know the revealed will of God. And that's my question to you tonight. It's not between me and you. It's not between you and your pastor. It's between you and God, amen? So God is saying that there's some things that you're looking for me to do that I has already done, amen? So in other words, the finished works of Jesus Christ, amen? So Isaiah came to know the revealed will of God, and he received the power, come on, to do that will when he saw God. Let me pause for a second. I got a footnote that says that God first prepared Isaiah for service. Then Isaiah offered himself to serve.
Mm-hmm.
God will never call us to do something for which he hasn't equipped us, nor will he force us to serve him. He wants equipped, willing servants. So are you tonight a willing servant? See, God can already give you everything you need. It's like in the Garden of Eden. God put everything in that garden that man needed before he created man. Come on now. Amen. The prophet got plugged into God's kingdom agenda when? In a broken and a painful situation. Come on now. Don't go around the mountain. Go through the mountain. Come on, y'all. Amen. So in a broken and painful situation, he saw God, for himself. You hear how I said that? That's how the old folk used to say it. Come on, somebody. They said, you got to know God for yourself. And see, within the time, there are a lot of saints of God don't know God for themselves. Amen. That's why we allow a lot of these things that churches are doing. Come on, come on. Amen. You better know God for yourself. But God just spoke to you. Okay. Amen. Quit trying to think you got to go somewhere for somebody to tell you, all right now. All right, I'm going to be alone. Amen. That's for another time. Amen. So the people whom Isaiah was being sent, they were a rebellious and a sinful crowd. See, sometimes we don't want to go. Because we know where we're going. We know how it's jacked up. I'm talking about in the house of God now. You got some stuff inside the house of God. It's all jacked up. It ain't right.
Right about
it. So are you willing to go? Come on now. The same way Isaiah responds without hesitation, God is calling you for the same thing. He said, you know where you're at. You know what's not happening. You know what's supposed to happen. So are you willing to go out there and deal with these folks? Amen. These folks was a rebellious and sinful crowd. Amen. Come on. Who had already signaled their lack of interest in what God had told them. Amen. But Isaiah, come on. I'm almost done. I told you, it's two parts to this message. But Isaiah was ready for service. My question to you tonight, my brother and sister, are you ready for service? Amen. He couldn't go and serve until he first got clean. Come on now. So he went after his cleansing. And he knew that Judah needed the same purging of sin. See, he knew. It's like you know where you're at. You know what's going on where you're at. You know what's ain't right where you're at. Amen. Are you willing to go ahead and deny self and do and say what thus said the Lord? So the same purging of sin and forgiveness, amen, that he had experienced. I'm talking about Isaiah now, but you can also relate that to your situation where you're at right now too as well. Amen. And with that being said, amen, for the most part, the people of Judah was not going to listen. And see, that's what's keeping some of you back from doing and saying what you know you should, because you know you got some hard, stiff-necked folk, amen, who's stubborn, who ain't going to hear what you got to say, but yet they call themselves people of God, amen. Preachers, listen, come on, somebody, man. They are in all right now. You know, we live in a time that folk want to be called a title, y'all. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Amen. Got to have a title. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. All right now. Okay, James. I'll move on, James. All right. And God, all right. Listen. So the most part, the people of Judah were not going to listen. And God alerted. See, God will let you know, my brothers and sisters. Amen. And God alerted Isaiah to that fact. He said their eyes were blinded to their sin and to their spiritual reality. Their ears were deaf to God's call for repentance. Amen. And that's what's happening in the world today at large. Amen. God's call for repentance. God's calling right now, James. Amen. He called it for repentance. Amen. But he commissioned Isaiah to go, and their minds were dull lest they understood and be healed. Amen? And that's what we got. Amen? And we got that in verse 10. Verse 10 says, make the heart of this people fat. Come on, church. Amen? Against hard hearts, deaf ears, and blind eyes. So it says in verse 10, I'll read a footnote, but verse 10 says, make the heart of this people fat and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Amen. Understandably, then, Isaiah asked how long he would have to speak to a spiritually dead nation. Unfortunately, he learned their defiant state will continue until Judah was destroyed. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We know Jesus Christ is the word. It says according to John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. And verse 14 says, and the word became flesh, and we beheld his glory. We're talking about Jesus Christ, talking about God in the flesh. So we thank you for your word tonight. We pray that the listeners of your word have received whatever it's supposed to be for them, and that they take it personally, Father God, that they got to, after that call like Isaiah did, but first there's some conditions that must be met in order for them to go and operate in that commission that you so ordained. We want to say thank you, we love you, and we ask you prayers tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Back in your hands, Cousin James.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. I thank God that this is so much word that that you already realize is going to be a part two for you listeners on tonight. We will definitely stay tuned. So when we hear that Pastor Norman King is back on the air again, will be the early part of next month, unless something changes, that we're looking forward to hearing part two of this message. Here am I, send me. So this is a personal message for every listener on tonight. So and just what he was saying in this word on tonight, God wants each one of us to know our own God purpose. So we have to know what our purpose is. We can't walk in our mother's purpose. We cannot walk in our father's purpose or our pastor's purpose for God's glory. We got to walk in our own purpose. And in order to do that, you have to know what your own purpose is. And so just like he said in this word, we have to all realize that we're sinners. Those of us that are saved, we're saved by grace. But while we are still saved by grace, we do sin. And so the Lord knows this, and that's why we are so thankful for Jesus Christ, that when we do sin and fall short of God's glory, and sometimes we do it unintentionally, and sometimes we do it aware, knowing what we're going to do, and we do it anyway. So that's why we're so grateful for those of us that are saved in Jesus' name, that we can go through Jesus Christ and repent and be forgiven of our sins so that we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, that God will get the glory and that our living will not be in vain. So we thank you again, Pastor Norman King, for this word. And right now I have opened up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in. I already know that a lot of people do dial in to the to this platform by phone, but they do not say anything. But we thank God for each one of you that have dialed in. So right now the phone lines are open for anyone that may have a word for Pastor Norman King. If you have a question pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, the lines are open now. Anyone? Somebody?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, that was a nice service tonight, and I needed that, and you just keep on going, brother, and I love you.
Thank you. Man. Love you too, that gal.
Amen. Sister Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King's sister, Sister Mary Ann King. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King. Know that we are definitely keeping you in our prayers. The word of God says that in this life, and in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. So we know that you're going through whatever you're going through, but we don't have to call it out right now because God knows about it. And we just lifting up you in prayer that God is going to be glorified through your life as long as you continue to keep him first. And whatever you say and whatever you do, continue to keep God first and know your God purpose and fulfill it in the earth, that your living will not be in vain for you, Sister Mary Ann King. Anyone else that have dialed in, the phone lines are still open.
I thank God for the words. That word was so powerful, but I still feel chills going down my spine. I thank God for it because I know what my purpose is. I ask God that He bless you, Brother Brown, and you, man of God. I thank you all for your prayers. I was the one that was sitting in the background that could not talk, but God opened my mouth, and now I can speak. Bless both of you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord for you, Sister Kira. And sister, that's one of my church members, Pastor King. That's one of my church members, Pastor, and that's Tara Dawes, the one that we was telling you about that was dialed into the show, but she would always want to speak, but she was having issues with her voice. But the Lord has healed her, and now she's able to speak again. So we just give God the glory and the praise for it. So we know there's nobody but God. So He is a healer.
Amen.
He is the healer. So we thank God for you, Sister Tara.
Thank you.
Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
But they don't say anything, but we thank God for you as well. And also all of you that dials in through social media platforms around the world, we thank God for each one of you. But we don't take it lightly, or we don't take any one of you for granted, because you don't have to take the time out to dial into this worldwide ministry platform and hear the word of God. But we thank God for each one of you. So that being said, we once again want to thank Pastor Norman King, and we're looking forward to receiving part two of this message titled, Here Am I, Send Me. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Norman King that he will continue to be the man of God that God has called and ordained and appointed for him to be for such a time as this. We're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father, that it has gone forth. And you said that your word would never go out void. It would never go out and return void. It would always accomplish everything that you set out for it to do. And we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform in the lives of your faithful doers of your word and not just the hearers only. We thank you for every man and woman of God that are preaching and teaching your word, Heavenly Father. We continue to lift up our pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and all faithful doers of your word all over the land. We ask that you will continue to bless us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that you will get the glory through each one of our lives, that our living won't be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that this worldwide ministry platform is being heard throughout all the prisons all over the United States. The inmates behind prison bars are being able to hear this word and be blessed and be saved and be delivered and set free through your word and through the testimony that was shared over this worldwide ministry platform. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, all those that are dialed in and listening in through social media platforms around the world. Continue to bless each one of them and grant them all the desires of their hearts. That we give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you, and as I always say, but remember, God loves you even more. So until this coming Saturday, again, Deacon Marvin Cox will be sharing the word of God. Deacon Marvin Cox will be on the air this coming Saturday. You want to tune in and be blessed by what God is going to say through him. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. So you clean.